I was just within reach of him and could not resist raising my foot and giving him such a kick as he had never received before. That had the effect of diverting his attention from Berger, and I grappled with him as I had with the other, but not so effectually, for he fired a shot which I knew would soon bring the others to the spot and lead to our arrest. Catching hold of Berger, I dragged him into the wood and far enough away from the scene of our encounter to give us an advantage if the soldiers came. I climbed a tree and watched, but the Hessian had made good his escape and doubtless told such a story about his encounter that would make the brave foreigner scary of following us. When danger of pursuit was over, we returned to where we had dropped our packs and were glad to find that they were intact. As though keeping guard over them, there lay the Hessian who had attacked me.
"Look here, Injun, you've no right to be prowling about here. I'll take you to the picket post."
"What is that?"
"You'll know soon enough. Come along."
"You go first."
"Not much. You walk ahead."
I declined and was wondering how I was going to escape, for I knew that the order had gone forth to arrest anyone walking along the shore without a permit. When a sudden thought occurred to me, I would play Indian some more. I squatted down until I nearly touched the ground, and the soldier watched me very cautiously.
"None of that," he shouted,
though I did not think that he had any idea of the trick I was going to play him. He stooped over to catch me under the arms and lift me up, but I was too quick for him. For as he stooped, he opened his legs, and I forced my head between and jumped up, throwing him full length on the ground. He was so confused that I had time to get into the bushes of a garden, which at that point ran down to the water's edge. When he looked for me, I was out of sight. He passed along the path on the opposite side of the garden without seeing me. When he had gone some distance, he turned and again passed me so close I could hear his heavy breathing. I dared not stir, he would have seen me. I knew that he had gone to the picket post to report, and that in a few minutes a search would be made for me. I left my hiding place and ran speedily along the path until I was again at an open part of the river. Here I found a boat. I lost no time in getting into it, and I pulled to the middle of the stream before I stopped to consider for what point I should make. I had not much time for thought, for a gunshot report broke in upon the silence, and a bullet struck the water only about 3 boat lengths behind me. I began to pull out of danger, slowly and deliberately, for I did not want to tire myself too much. The boat was now only a few yards away, and we could both have been killed instantly, but it was evident that our death was not wanted. I thought of the papers, and was glad that they were covered with some oil skin, and would stand a certain amount of water without injury. Tim looked at the boat and then whispered to me, "Can you swim?"
"Like a fish."
"Good. So can I. Wait, and I will surprise them. Make for the shore as quickly as possible when you're in the water." He had allowed the enemy's boat to get close to us, and it looked as though we were about to surrender. Within 3 or 4 feet, Ted gave a leap out of the boat and landed on the rail of the other, causing it to capsize and throw its occupants into the water. Ted caught hold of one of the seamen and grappled with him, and by this maneuver got between the men and the boat, thus preventing them from riding it. There was quite a struggle in the water, but I did not wait to see how it ended, for I had precious papers to save, and so I was striking out for the shore.
"Where away?"
The question came from the island, and I shouted back, "I'm an American, a boy of liberty. Save me!" A boat was quickly unfastened from its moorings, and a stalwart soldier jumped into it and pulled toward me. In a few minutes I was in the boat, tired and almost exhausted, but I had presence of mind enough to ask if it would be possible to save Ted.
"How many are there of the foe?"
4. "I can only see 4 altogether." "That man with the short hair is my friend. He's Ted Billington."
"Ted, by all that's great! I'm Josiah.
Perhaps you don't know me, but he does. I'll save him even if I have to smash a few heads."